This is Vision for Christ, a radio ministry of Future Vision Ministries. Our offices are in the city of Cambridge in Ontario, Canada. My name is Tim Taylor. I live in the United States, in the state of Ohio, and I'm recording this talk from my home in the U.S. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. I pray to you, Father God, to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful, before all the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. As we listen to the news broadcasts in recent times, we hear of heroes who have fallen into temptation and sin. We feel sadness because they have let us down and disappointed us. We had believed they were good, honorable, decent people. And then later it is revealed that they were actually living differently than they appeared to be. So, what is a hero? From a Christian perspective, a hero is a person who does great things because they truly believe great things about God Almighty. My dictionary defines a hero as a man distinguished by exceptional courage, nobility, and fortitude. That is fine as far as it goes. But when I look over great people in the Bible, I see people who trusted God even when circumstances seemed hopeless. And when things finish up well, we think that man is a hero. Really, it is God who is the hero. God made it happen. People cooperated with the plans of God. That is what makes them a hero in my mind. The Bible tells that Abraham believed, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. His journey from a faltering faith to a justified faith was not an easy one. He followed the direction of God to leave his home country, journey to a faraway land, and even to sacrifice his only son on the altar, though God spared Isaac, his son, and gave another sacrifice instead. Read this in Genesis chapter 22 to learn more about this. From royal child to Israelite leader, the life of Moses is the story of a pivotal event, the most important event in the history of the nation of Israel. Though he feared, God gave him courage. Though he was angry, God gave him tender responses. Though he was timid, God gave him boldness. Though he was confused, God gave him wisdom. Read more about this in Exodus chapter 4. The same man who penned the first five books of our Bible, Moses, also led Israel out of Egypt, led them across the Red Sea, and received the Ten Commandments from God. His life is full of powerful lessons for Christians today. When the brothers of Joseph cruelly sold him as a slave to traveling merchants, they had no idea that God would take their unkindness and turn it into one of the most unlikely rags-to-riches stories of all time. Yet that is precisely what happened. The story of Joseph is not just a rags-to-riches story or a fascinating coincidence. It is the message of a sovereign God who orders history as he sees fit. It is a picture of the coming King, King Jesus, who would deliver his people from the bondage of sin. Read more about all this in Genesis chapter 37. The Bible calls David a man after God's own heart. In Acts 13:22, the Bible says, God raised up David their king. He testified about him, I have found David the son of Jesse to be a man after my heart, who will accomplish everything I want him to do. The story of the lion's den is well known and can be read in the Bible in Daniel chapter 6. But there is more to Daniel than just the lion's den. Daniel's life was a life of steadfast obedience to God, no matter the consequences. His rock-solid faith, his noble leadership, his courageous example, and the way God used him provide instruction for us today. Daniel is remembered as a hero in Daniel chapter 3, along with his three friends who refused to obey an evil king when to do so would mean disobeying God and the command to not worship other gods. This is repeated in the New Testament in 1 John 5:21. Guard yourselves from idols. Another way of saying this is keep away from anything that might take the place of God in your hearts. So if heroes are people of strong faith in God, then what is faith exactly? The Bible book of Hebrews answers with this definition in chapter 11. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at the command of God, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. In Hebrews 11, verse 6, the Bible reads, "A man cannot please God unless he has faith. Anyone who comes to God must believe that he is, that one must also know that God gives what is promised to the one who keeps on looking for him." At times, our heroes have been political or tribal leaders or church leaders. Leaders come and go throughout our lifetimes. Some continue to inspire us to greatness, and some do disappoint us. Through all time, the one leader we can always rely on is our Lord Jesus Christ. He never failed. He finished the work he came to earth to do. Jesus lives in heaven now and intercedes for us with the Heavenly Father on our behalf. Jesus will never fail us. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. We must always keep the focus of our lives on Jesus. As it says in the Bible book of Hebrews chapter 12, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses," these heroes of the faith like Moses, David, and Daniel, "we must get rid of every weight and the sin that clings so closely and run with endurance the race set out for us, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set out for him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Think of him who endured such opposition against himself by sinners, so that you may not grow weary in your souls and give up." In the Bible book of Acts, which is a book about the early activities of the church, we see how God uses one of the early evangelists named Philip to share the good news of Jesus with a government leader from Ethiopia. Here is what it says in Acts chapter 8. "The angel of the Lord said to Philip, 'Go south along the desert road that leads from Jerusalem to Gaza.' So Philip left. An important Ethiopian official happened to be going along that road in his chariot. He was the chief treasurer for Candace, the queen of Ethiopia. The official had gone to Jerusalem to worship and was now on his way home. He was sitting in his chariot reading the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit told Philip to catch up with the chariot. Philip ran up close and heard the man reading aloud from the book of Isaiah. Philip asked him, 'Do you understand what you are reading?' The official answered, 'How can I understand unless someone helps me?' He then invited Philip to come up and sit beside him. The man was reading the passage that said, 'He was led like a sheep on its way to be killed. He was silent as a lamb whose wool is being cut off, and he did not say a word. He was treated like a nobody and did not receive a fair trial. How can he have children if his life is snatched away? The Ethiopian official said to Philip, "Tell me, was the prophet talking about himself or someone else?" So Philip began at this place in the scriptures and explained the good news about Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to a place where there was some water. The official said, "Look, here is some water. Why cannot I be baptized?" He ordered the chariot to stop. Then they both went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. After they had come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord took Philip away. The official never saw him again, but he was very happy as he went on his way. In Hebrews chapter 13, the writer concludes with these words, "Remember your leaders who first spoke the word of God to you. Think of how they lived, and trust God as they did. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Let us give thanks all the time to God through Jesus Christ. Our gift to Him is to give thanks. Through Him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, acknowledging His name. And do not neglect to do good, to share what you have, for God is pleased with such sacrifices." I'm going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Future Vision Ministries so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people, everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Future Vision Ministries is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily and then live out their faith through good acts of service to others who live near them. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Future Vision Ministries, 1145 Concession Road, Cambridge, Ontario, Canada, N3H4L5. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address: Future Vision Ministries, 1145 Concession, spelled C-O-N-C-E-S-S-I-O-N, Cambridge, Ontario, Canada, postal code N3H4L5. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor speaking on behalf of Dan Hayhoe. I offer this benediction from Jude verse 24. Now to the one who is able to keep you from falling and to cause you to stand rejoicing without blemish before his glorious presence, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority, before all time, and now, and for all eternity. Amen.